Hello? Hello, hello. I'm finally back after a long while. I'm sorry for the wait. It's been a lot already. I don't know how long this episode's gonna be, but this is season 4, episode 2. And if you haven't been on Twitter or caught up with any of the wrestlings that just broke recently, like literally like 2 days ago, you need to catch up, because what I'm about to say, I'm going over certain things, not everything in this one episode, but maybe about three-ish topics today, just to keep it light and short and all that. This episode is going to be called, He Was a Devil. We're going to talk about Jeff Hardy, we're going to talk about releases, Sasha Banks, and Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis. And all these freaking allegations are going around. So I'm on Twitter, Yami Scott X. You know, if you want to go follow, it's with a one. So Yami with a one, Scott X. You know, I was on Twitter not too long ago, like 2 days ago. I saw this one tweet by DNC Digital, and this. He posted this about yesterday, I think. So, Shane comes back, gets fired. Cody leaves AEW, returns to WWE. Triple H has a health scare. Tony Khan buys ROH. Stone Cold has a match at Mania after 19 years away, which still blew my mind. To this, like, he actually legitimately took bumps too. That's the funny thing. Jeff Hardy left WWE. Or his controversial exit at WWE during a live event, actually. MJF, Stephanie leaves, Sasha Naomi walk out, Jeff Hardy gets arrested again, Vince allegations, and the last but biggest one for all these Sasha Banks fans, she's most likely been released. Now, I think I might go over most of these. I might keep this list. But if you haven't heard recently, this really all started with Sasha Banks and Naomi. And you didn't hear. So they were tag team champions, but now they're gone. Because of a recent, I think a Raw, maybe 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, maybe. Sorry. They have scheduled for a match, a six-way. It was Naomi, Sasha, Alexa, Doudrop, Nikki, I think Nikki ASH also. The plan was for Naomi to pin Sasha and get the win to face Bianca at Hell in a Cell that just recently happened. But I'm guessing I didn't like that idea, knowing how they were both tag team champions also. And so they stormed out. They literally walked out of Raw. The reporter was saying that they dropped the towels at Jeff Hardy's desk and just stormed out. And honestly, it's crazy because they're not wrong in a way. WWE has treated the women's tag team titles and tag team holders as just placement holders, as you could say. Like, they had no real main spotlight at all. Like, they did have some good matches, good cup pay-per-view matches, but they were just there so they can get all the people for Miz Revolution off their back. Now I've been holding this in for a minute. I'm an avid believer that WWE doesn't treat the women right, right? Also, AEW doesn't really either. But WWE, they also announced a tournament to crown new champions, but they have, like, no more teams left. And now they're scrapping the idea of saving it for a later date, which is really crazy. And so, it's been about a month or two since the incident, maybe. And reports came in 2 nights ago saying how Sasha Banks was released by WWE. And now reports are saying that her lawyers are trying to get out of her contract. Which is good, because Sasha doesn't deserve to be there. Her star power is way too much from the handle. Like, I love Sasha, but I'm not, like, a Sasha stan, all of that stuff. But you can tell. Hater, lover or hater, she's an excellent talent who deserves to be used properly. Even if it doesn't count women's tag team titles. Now, there has been no word about Naomi's situation yet, but there was word that both their contracts were set to expire in about a month or two. But no word has been said on Naomi yet. She has posted apparently cryptic messages, and she's posted a video of her and Jimmy. So, we're just going to leave it at that for now. If there's any further updates, I will come back to y'all, see what I can get. Because I always rely on Sean Ross for my news and information. Also, fuck Ringside News. Or, I think it was Ringside. If it isn't, sorry. I totally forgot who it was. Searching it up real quick. Sorry, folks. I totally forgot who it was. I'm supposed to say F you to. It was something. Someone. Let's see. Sorry, this is going to take me a while. Sorry for just the breathing here. Yada yada. There's stuff all over here. Sorry, Ringsanders, but I think it was the wrong one. But there also was this one thing, that situation that happened. Sorry, there's a lot of silence in this. Okay, so Nyla Rose, who you all know is a, she's transgender. Personally, I have no problem with that at all. I'm an ally, I support, I most likely am one. Not transgender, but a part of it now. But I forgot what happened. I forgot, there was a recent news, wrestling news article that got, I don't know, sorry. Okay, we're gonna get back to that later. So, sorry, got off track for a minute. The next thing we're gonna do is talk about Jeff Hardy, who got arrested recently on another DUI case for his third time in the last 3 years. And the video was released of him being held at gunpoint to get out of the car, which was, I don't have the link. I couldn't tell you what it was. I didn't watch it, but I saw the clip for it. A little thumbnail. It's really a lot to take in. And he has been suspended without pay. And he's most likely going to be relocated to a helpless facility to get some actual treatment, get some help, so he can be better in the future. Now, the last topic we're going to go for is Vince McMahon. So if you haven't heard, I recently found out about this, posted on my wrestling page, Full Counter XD, Instagram. Go give a follow, a like, subscribe. And apparently, WWE probably Vince McMahon's $3 million payment to allegedly had an affair with a former employee. Not employee, but employees, apparently. And if I'm going to go back to Twitter for this, because I recently saw a thread about Vince McMahon. I'm going to try as fast as I can. Yeah, so Forbidden Door or at Drain Bamager? Sorry, folks. He made a thread about Vince McMahon. Rita Marie Chatterton was the first female referee in WWE in the 80s. She got into Vince's limo to discuss her contract, but was forced to have oral sex to save her career. When she didn't agree, Vince allegedly raped her that night on July 16, 1986. And Vince is 73. If you want to go give this a read, you can. It's at Twitter Forbidden Door or Dream Bamager. Can I try to see if I copy his link sooner or later, but an investigation by the WWE Board of Directors has uncovered a secret $3 million settlement paid out by Chairman and CEO Vince McMahon to hide an affair with a former employee, according to the Wall Street Journal's Joe Palazzolo. Sorry if I said that name wrong, and Ted Mann. The employee in question was reportedly hired as a paralegal in 2019. Eventually left after signing a separation agreement this January, barring her from discussion of the relationship or a NDA, non-disclosure agreement, contract. The board's investigation reportedly began in April and was unearthed under non-disclosure agreements involving claims by former WWE female employees of alleged misconduct by McMahon and WWE executive John Laurinaitis. The payment reportedly totaled in the millions of dollars. So, I only posted a short story of actually what was going on for the full thing, but I will make a full episode on this soon, maybe about 2 weeks from now, next Friday, the Friday after the next one. So watch out for that, and thank you again for returning. You have been a great audience. Sorry if I was stuttering or talking too fast, but great audience. Thank you for coming back. More episodes soon. I just finished 10th grade, so now I'm cooling, I'm chilling. Got some work to do. I'll get that done as fast as I can. Get back to you guys as fast as I can also. We're going to have fun. Talk about a lot of news. Missed out what I need. I'm going to catch up what I missed out on. And we're just going to roll from there. Thank you again for listening, coming back. My name is Yami Scott. If you're new here, you know, drop a follow. I'm also on Spotify, Instagram, Ux Breaks, Ux Daytime, and Full Count XD, Twitter, Yami, the I is a one, Scott X on Twitter. You can follow me there. Say hi, DM, we can get you on a story. Thank you again, and I will see you next week.